The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are all back. And I am losing my voice.
Yeah, you,
I
do need a lozenge.
You know why? It's allergy season. It's starting to roll
in.
Is.
Yeah, I That's told it. Them, boys.
Hay fever. Pollen counts.
I've got hay fever.
And it starts fucking with your vocal cords.
It does.
It's another truth. It's another reason to get Tracy on tomorrow to find out exactly where all the pollen and the mold and all that crap
is. The changing of the fucking weather. And then
it's wonderful. I love the change of the seasons.
You can't anymore cough. You can't anymore get your throat hoarse. Or else, you got COVID.
Yeah.
You got COVID.
They look at you sideways.
For the record,
you flip them off.
Three negative COVID tests over the last week, just to make sure.
Really?
With all the fucking hay fever going on.
Well, Mr. Silverman, welcome to the Cancun Airport. We'd like for you to step aside over here.
Oh, no. They're taking me in. It's just a matter of how long I'll be there, Waddle.
They want you. They want you out of there, too.
Welcome.
They want you out, too. They want to turn it over.
No, I know. I got you.
We were coming home from Turks and Caicos.
You do, though. You'll hold in a sneeze like a motherfucker to the point where, like, it's really, it'll explode in your face.
You're embarrassed now to do any of that shit.
Oh, I still do.
I got a kick
of course
out
you
of,
do.
Go to Turks and Cox.
I got a kick out of the COVID test to get out, you know, because you have to have one then to get back in the States.
I just took one today.
So they set it up for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
www.negativetest.com is what it is.
They might not have put that swab a centimeter into your...
Right,
they don't want you. They don't give two fucks if you have it or not. They're like, get the fuck out so that the next group can come
in. We've emptied your wallet. Now it's time for you to leave.
And you have to buy... Turks did this. You had to buy like a form of travel insurance, but it basically stayed
free.
Exactly.
You stay for free if you test positive.
You stay for free if you test positive. They didn't want that.
Of course.
She barely put the swab up my nose. She's like, nope, you're good. Go home.
She put it up your ass, a matter of fact.
Well, she did that too, but that was a different...
That's extra. That's extra.
I paid more for that.
Double for that type of thing.
Listen, I'm going to the Bahamas, okay? So, same thing. Inside their brochures that say, if in fact you test positive while you're here at the fabulous resorts, you'll either stay for free or we'll fly you back privately to Miami.
So guess what?
You don't fucking get sick.
Guess what? When you leave the Bahamas, whether you have COVID or not, ain't got no COVID.
No, I know it's... My wife and I were laughing. I was just in the Dominican laughing when they come over to give you a test so you can get out of the country. And everyone's just giggling like,
oh, God.
Can I just give you $50? Because I know this is coming back negative.
Unbelievable. The way Waddle's going now, he's going to review every country's COVID policy.
This guy's
Traveler over here.
Dominican, Bahamas.
You're living the good life, Waddle. The boat with Foxy. I know
nearly
that was in the country.
Drowning in the Dominican.
Listen, I'm 55 years old now, Carm.
You're entitled.
And I'll play along with you guys. My wife started like about a year ago, and she said, look, and she's a year older than me. She's just like, she looked at me one day and goes, we're not getting any younger.
That's true.
So we need to ratchet up the fun factor.
That's right.
So we're not going to say no to any, like,
why you still
somebody
can.
Said, hey, you want to come down to Marco Island and get on a boat and have fun? Yes.
God bless you.
You want to go to the Dominican to play golf at Teeth of the Dog and a couple of other courses for 4 days?
With Dickie Brasher?
Yes. Dickie wasn't there.
I got to admit, it's a good life philosophy. You can't take it with you. You might as well have some fucking
fun. And by the way, I'm done parenting. My youngest is 18. So that gives me some flexibility.
Yeah. You don't have to take days off anymore for AAU tournaments for soccer and all that stuff. So, boom, Waddle could go on three trips and not use all of his vacation days. I bust Greenberg's balls because that asshole from The Athletic has always busted our chops about vacation time. Like, what are you, anti-vacation?
Right.
You know, you're running The Athletic over there. Is The Athletic an anti-vacation shop?
Does he never take vacation?
It's an anti-vacation shop. Yes. No doubt.
Does he never take vacation?
Yeah.
And anti-vax. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, come on, Greenberg. You don't take vacation?
Smartass.
We all take vacations.
Yes, you have to.
You
got to reset every once
yes.
in a while.
You work hard, you play hard.
Absolutely.
I play
That's
hard.
Why I've been to Pinehurst four times in the last 3 years,
Johnny,
guys.
And
I've been to Pebble Beach.
I'm not going to lie. Your stories have also served as an incentive for me to get out there and fucking enjoy
life.
Yes.
See the world, boys.
You know the average life expectancy of an NFL, former NFL player is 58 and a half.
Yeah.
Wow, is that right?
Guess what?
I'm 55.
Him and I are knocking on heaven's door right now.
Are you kidding?
Now,
wow.
It's skewed, obviously, by, you know, tragedies and you know, horrible situations.
Crap like
We're
that.
Not exactly the common, you know, when it comes to, you know, risk-taking and all the other stuff, but still.
It's still pretty low,
It's under 59.
Though.
It's like right at 59. You know.
What's you really brought us down, Waddle.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's like 20 years. Like, what's life expectancy in the U.S. for?
It's 77 now?
Yeah, it's not going up much.
Yeah, but still.
You would think it would because of medical advancements, but I don't think, I'm no doctor, but I don't think I don't think it's escalated. I don't think
when I was in my 20s, I thought it was going to be 100 by the time we got up there.
Yeah,
you know,
that.
I'm like, by the time these advancements happen, it's going to be 100.
You know why? Because we fucking eat more poorly collectively and
true.
We do more stupid shit now than ever before.
Yes, that's all true.
Yeah, so.
What's on
Clock's
your guys'
ticking.
Mind?
That is the attitude.
There's a lot on my mind. Like, I can't get over the fact that I feel like the Sox should have a little bit more of a, you know, kind of go for it. Like, you're close, you know?
Yes, you are.
You could spend some more money and still be under the luxury tax. I know they've got the fifth highest payroll right now, so someone could throw it in our face and go, well, what do you mean they've got the fifth highest payroll? But you could spend some significant money and still be under the tax.
Of course.
And you're right there. Like,
imagine,
go get it.
Can you imagine an infield with Moncada, Correa, Anderson, and Abreu?
I can imagine it.
And not only did you just help yourself, you just kicked the Astros in the nuts or whoever else wanted to sign
you. Little guys.
Yeah, I can imagine it. Yes, I could have imagined a couple of years ago if they went the distance and ended up with Machado. How'd you like Moncada playing second, Machado at third, and Tim Anderson at short? Yeah, sign me up.
Well, where is the Machado money gone? And I know, again, they're fifth. They're not. That's also inflated, too, because of the Kimbrel $16 million. So where's that going?
A little bit.
And I love their bullpen. There's a lot of good stuff. I'm not saying they've built the team bad, but I'm with you, Carmen. I'll say the same about the Cubs, about where's the reinvesting of the money that Bryant and Rizzo and Bryce turned out.
Nowhere.
Bryce turned out. Well, it went to Suzuki.
It's going to Chelsea.
That's true. It's terrible optics. But back to your, I was so close to calling in. I was as close to calling in as a caller today as I ever have been because of this. Like, here's a good example. You brought up Correa.
Yeah.
You could bring up, again, you may need a lefty, but you want a masher and right? Castellanos.
Sure.
And how about, like you guys were talking about.
He's a righty. I want a lefty.
You want position flexibility. How about Chris Bryant? You get Chris Bryant on one day could start at third. Chris Bryant on a second day could start in left. Chris Bryant on the third day can spell Robert in center. Chris Bryant the next day could play right.
Yeah.
He could play first. Chris Bryant can play all the positions and still be a guy. And what I would like about that is he doesn't have the pressure on him to be the number three hitter either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of protection in that line.
A lot of protection.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like, wouldn't Chris Bryant almost be perfect for what you guys have at second? Like, say one day you want a Moncada play second base.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden now, boom, there's Chris Bryant at third.
I think that there are crazier ideas. Yeah, I mean, I know where you're going. Like,
now it's not costing you anything but money.
Anything but money. Yeah, I do wonder a little bit like what he and Boris think they're going to get or what they're looking for. You know, like to me, if you were going to say $30 million a year for Carlos Correa, it's kind of a no brainer. Like you pencil him in. He's 27 years old, I think. Right. I mean, it's like it kind of makes perfect sense. I know Bryant's a little older and. You know, the positional versatility is great. He probably doesn't have one dominant position anymore. So I don't know, like, if I feel the same about $30 million a year for Chris Bryant, but he might not even be getting that.
No, I don't think he will.
No, and I don't either. But I think it's a great idea, too, because
it's $22 million a year? What if it's 25 even, where you'd be like, hey, that's another potentially, like, we can pencil in 25 to 30 home runs, a guy that can play all over and get on base at a 430 clip for us?
I think it's a really good idea.
I'll take
I get it. I get the left-handed stick idea, but like if you added I know that Schwarber was part of the equation, but Schwarber is, and I love Schwarber. But I think that now you've got a bunch of Schwarbers. You don't have that if you add Bryant. That's why I think it's not a left-handed bat, but I think that that's a good, really good idea.
I just feel like if there's some big name free agents that are still out there that could, I think, could help you. You're a very good team. You have built a good team. You've done it all right. Like, you built up your farm system. Like these guys, they're firing. I mean, they're good, and like, you're this close. What's the last thing you need? Sometimes the last thing you need is your owner saying, fuck yes, here's $30 million to go get this player because he's going to take us across the finish line. And I don't think they want to do that. There's been a reluctancy to do that. There's always been a reluctancy with Jerry to do that. And it's like, it's right there for you.
Yeah.
How many more of these, how many more cracks do you think you're going to get?
You know what Chris Bryant gives you too is if Gavin Sheets is hot, and Gavin Sheets is playing every day in right field because he's all of a sudden taking another step, or Vaughn, or someone, then Chris Bryant won't play right field. Chris, you find somewhere else on the diamond that Chris Bryant plays, and he's not locked in. It will still give you an opportunity to play your young players. You're going to need all these guys for 162. Look at all the injuries last year.
Of course, it always happens.
Aloy's always good for two different injury list
stints. Makai is, unfortunately.
So there you go. Left field, third base, right field, designated hitter.
That also potentially gives you a trade chip in one of those other guys.
By the way, what do you make of the contract that Schwarber got? 4 years, $80 million, 20 a year. More than you thought, less than you would
think. Right on.
I think it was pretty close.
And what does that say about, Sylvia and I had this conversation yesterday, and not to just, you know, try to create nonsense, but like, you can make a great case for collusion. It's early. I get it. But where are all of these big deals that you thought were going to come down? Well, the NFL basically.
Some did happen before.
Before they were angered.
Well, Seager, Semien,
Scherzer. There were some big ones. Who
else? Where's the rest of them?
Right. Before the lockout.
Before
the owners were pushed.
Yeah.
They were handing out money like hotcakes. Now, all of a sudden, when you have better players on the other side of this.
Not just that, but they know they have the players by the short hairs because you have a time crunch here.
Yeah.
Guys got to get into training or spring training and get ready for the season.
Boris might not give a fuck. He might tell his guys, no, still wait two more weeks. Yep. Just sit, wait two more weeks. We'll slow play it. Don't worry about it. It's like all his guys that are left, right? It's Correa, it's Conforto, it's Bryant. It's like a lot of his guys.
Well, that's why I'm asking the question. Do you think that there is... Is it too early to suggest? I'm just hinting. Too early to suggest that there may be a little bit of Big C going on right now?
Wow. I would never put anything past the owners.
I wouldn't either, not these guys.
This is what they've always done.
Big C is Chelsea, I think, on the north side.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. This is what cartels do. This is what they do, and that's what they are. Yeah. They basically have a legal, you know... they've got antitrust exemption. Well, we don't allow monopolies, but you guys go ahead and be a monopoly.
Yeah.
Well, we have to. We've successfully lobbied the Congress. Without it, we can't compete. You guys want to be? Yeah, you can be a monopoly. Go ahead. Sure. I thought that was illegal. You're a legal cartel.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you are.
This is like the New York City indoor sports COVID policy that Kyrie Irving is having to...
I heard you guys talk about that.
It's crazy.
We talked about... I want to say my dirty and the good, the bad, the dirty. I know it's very controversial, but I agree with Yurko on this.
I don't even know how it can be controversial at this point.
This is political. It's not Democrat. It's not Republican.
No.
It's just over politics, and it doesn't follow common sense or science.
Like, you're going for optics at this point, and that's it. You're going for theater.
Well, the
like
optics
Mellor
are
said.
The
like,
optics are ignorant. There is no beneficial.
You're going for theater. You're going for political theater. That's all it is at this point.
But it's not even good theater. It's like a remake of a remake of a remake of Greece. I mean, like, it's not good theater. Like, there's nothing about this that makes any sense. None. Zero. Zilch.
What the fuck
is virtue signaling is what it is.
There's no doubt.
Come on, call it what it is.
But it's even
weak. It's been going on for a long time here now, so.
But this is like.
Call it for what it was from the beginning.
This is the worst virtue signal of all.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because you've got guys on other teams, you know. It's just crazy.
If you're designing the rule today and you just say, all right, look, we just went through 2 years of the pandemic. It's still out there, but numbers are down and everything. We got a better handle on this. You can sit right there without a mask, right there by the bench. You could sit there.
You can
enjoy. You could yell. You could eat popcorn. You could drink beer. You can't play.
You can't play.
But, oh, by the way, when you go to the next state,
you can play.
You can play.
It's crazy, guys.
Guys, you wear a mask if you want to wear a mask. Nobody's going to tell you you can't wear one.
Do you want to wear one?
I don't give a crap what anybody else does. Tired of people telling me I need to wear one.
Well, you're not even really being told that anymore.
This building you are. In this building you are.
That's not up here, inside the building.
That's my point. Yeah. That's policy outside of the building. Yeah, that's policy outside of the building.
Yeah.
It's not policy here. They're following an edict from somewhere else.
Yeah. Correct. Well, because we're renters.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're really not being told that in many places anymore.
No. I agree. But in this building, we still are, which is stupid.
I think the theme here of stupidity is really focused on the fact that Kyrie can sit on the bench without a mask.
Of course,
their building, but he can't
sense
play.
Has been thrown out the window for some reason.
Everything
people choose to be stupid.
It's wild. Whether it was on the way up or now on the way down, everything should be put into all the resources to making people healthier and not spreading it. Yeah. This, by Kyrie not being allowed to play in New York, does nothing for that. Yeah. These back-ass words rules of him being allowed in the building, be allowed to be right there by the bench, but not to play isn't doing fucking anything.
Yeah, you're not helping the end game. No. You're just doing it for theater.
And I know, that's the problem. Don't get political, but they've made this political. Like, just make it common sense. And then this time, the next time we do have an emergency, there's going to be less public trust because we're fucking around with people. Yeah.
I don't even think it's political. I think it's apolitical. I think, you ask to follow science. The science tells you what you're doing is moronic right now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Follow the science. Yeah. But I don't know what politics it is, but it's a law for no reason.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
over police, right? It's just.
How is this not?
And that litigation, what's the government overreach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Government overreach. There we go.
It's the mall cop mentality. You know, the universe, we used to have the Saluki Patrol. We used to joke around about that. It was the wannabe cops.
Mall cop, yeah.
The wannabe cops.
And Paul Blart.
I love our police. I love our real police. But sometimes that overzealous mall cop, Paul Blart, like you guys were saying.
Yeah.
Wants to make his the show.
Paul Blart was a hero.
Meantime, I agree. Kyrie dropping 60 last night.
Yeah, that's not a team you want to see.
That's the second 60 burger in the last week.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine
back to back nights? It went Cat and right
back to back
nights.
Had it. Yeah.
And Kyrie.
Can you imagine
you want to be in the bottom half of the bracket right now?
Yeah.
Has the Sixers, the Bucks, and the Nets.
Yeah, you don't want that.
How'd you like that?
Can you imagine, though, a series, and I don't know how it would play out, but I think it could be possible, a series where the rules stay the same, and it's Toronto and the Nets. I don't think Kyrie could play in any of the games, could he?
He can't play in Canada.
Right.
Boy, that'd be
something. And if the rule doesn't change, he can't play at home.
They're the 7-8 playing game
right now.
I'm just saying, if they found themselves in a series,
My Bulls nightmare is the Raptors catching the Bulls.
First round loss?
Well, with the Bulls then would move into the play-in tournament.
They would move into the play-in.
I'm fearful with this road trip and this really tough schedule.
Their schedule's brutal,
and the Raptors have been winning. The Raptors, I think, tonight, as of recording, they're playing the Clippers. Yeah. The Bulls have Utah.
Yes.
That they're not far back in the loss column, and I believe Boston's going to catch.
I think Boston will, too.
Cleveland, all these teams.
The Raptors are three games behind them as of yesterday, in the loss column and the win column. So they're a full
three games. So and then they play them coming up. My fear is, after all the great work and all the great fun that this Bulls season has been, the Bulls fall to 7.
Yeah.
They lose to Brooklyn in the first play-in game.
And then you got to play
And then they lose to the winner of the 9-10, which could be a hot Atlanta team or something like that.
Oh, my God. You think
And then all of a sudden, after all the great... Now, again, a lot has to happen. But I'm just telling you what my worst-case scenario is. After all the fun season, that the Bulls don't even make a real fucking playoff series.
That would be, to me, that's the Armageddon scenario that I don't think will happen.
I mean, they were the one out of the picture.
They were the one seed, at the All-Star break.
They
have a better
shot at that second scenario that I brought up than getting the one seed.
Look, they've got
I would agree with that.
They got 14 games left.
They've got a brutal schedule.
Four of them are at home.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I believe there's only three games against teams that are below 500.
They have Milwaukee twice. They have Miami again. They have Boston again. They've got Phoenix this week. They've got Utah tonight.
Yep.
They've got the Clippers.
Yep.
Like, they have a brutal...
They've got a T-Wolves team that's playing better.
T-Wolves. Yeah. That game might not matter because it's the Charlotte, last game of the year. I said to Merck and Meller and Yurko, I was like, I didn't do the math. We should look real quick, though. But I don't know that from a win percentage standpoint against the opponent that there's a tougher schedule left in the NBA.
There isn't.
Bulls, right?
I think it's been that way for a while.
I think coming out of the All-Star break, they had the second most difficult schedule. But I would think from this point forward, I can't imagine anyone.
And then when Zach's not 100%, yeah. DeRozan's exhausted. And they're defending him differently now. Yeah. He's getting blitzed, and he's got less help than he's ever had with Zach. And Vooch hit some threes in the last game, but he hasn't hit a three in a month and a half, basically, before that game.
Teams have basically said, Sylvie's right, like with DeRozan now, it's almost like, well, anytime they're going to try pick and roll, they are hard.
Yeah.
You know, two on Zach, two on DeMar, and that's it. Like, and I mean, it's like hard.
A quick
and
blitz.
Now it's even like, he'll bring the ball and get across the timeline, and it's like, okay, is somebody in the area cheating towards DeMar, trying to get him away from his spot or to make sure that they're in a good position to blitz those pick and rolls? Like, it is full on.
Look at
everybody else can beat us except him.
Look at his shooting percentage in the last, I think it's 6 or 7 games. He's shooting 40% on volume shooting.
And the league does learn. You're right, Tommy.
The league learns. And
he's tired.
And he's tired.
Like, he had to carry this team.
He's 32 and he's spent,
he's played most every game.
Yeah.
It's what scares me about a playoff series, because then they really get into you. Then teams like defensively can really learn and study up and create and concoct a game plan in a series. And like,
they could answer if they were a better three point shooting team. Now, look, I know their percentage is pretty high, but they don't shoot many.
Hopefully Lonzo coming back gives them some answer, because it can get DeRozan away from the ball a little bit more, maybe.
You know what? What I fear is, again, the comp, and I wasn't going for it a month ago. I thought they would be healthier than this. Is the White Sox comp, where they were really dominant in the first half, and then again, like as Rodon, that's Zach LaVine, right? Like Rodon had nothing left. Lance Lynn was all banged up at the end because he had to carry the team. Is that DeRozan? Who is that? You know, so like the White Sox limped to the playoffs. I'm worried about these Bulls here.
Yeah. Speaking of the of baseball and my collusion theory here and teams tanking, the Cincinnati Reds have kicked me in the nuts.
Oh, boy, they're blowing everybody.
They're trying to win.
They just loaded it up again. They just traded Amir Garrett to the Royals.
Wow, so it's a full-on.
You know what it is? It's a full-on fuck you, Reds fans.
I don't know
what to
tell you. Don't bet on them.
If you're going to do it, I guess do it, right? So Gray, Winker, Suarez, he stunk last year anyway.
Yeah, but he's still going to hit you 35 bombs.
Probably. Garrett, all gone. Who else? There's somebody else.
You say Castillo?
Oh. No, who's the pitcher?
Castellanos.
Sonny Castillo's gone.
Sonny Gray. Castillo's gone,
Sonny Gray got traded.
He did. I said that. Twins. Minnesota.
Right. Just making sure.
Nothing better than hearing Yurko the last 2 weeks talk baseball. I know you're doing a bit half the time.
Johnny 8 pitch.
What am I going to do?
He's got Suzuki as Ichiro's nephew, and I mean,
do I understand? Do you know what the Cubs were?
Don't make this a Sylvie issue.
No, Sylvie, I'm not. But I'm just listening. The Cubs suck. They were one game under 500 when they started their little trade everybody away.
Right. Today, he had Aaron Nola as Ivan Nova. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Ivan Nova.
Funny.
I had Ivan Nova.
They got Ivan Nova, right? And I'm like, no, they have Aaron Nola.
Every day, whenever he tries to call a name,
glorious. I'm making an effort. It doesn't make a difference. I will make an effort. I like what Philadelphia's done. That's besides the point. All right? Let's focus on the Cubs. That. They're horrific after they traded everybody away.
Do you? I mean,
terrible, Tom.
I get it, but this kid they signed, I guess, at least comes from.
Cares?
I'm just saying. I mean, he comes
who
with.
Who gives a rat's ass? You gave 7 guys away in trades last year. What'd you do?
But a lot of them have underachieved.
You brought me Stroman, right?
Yeah.
The guy that's underachieved the most is still on the team.
Who?
Hayward.
Oh, yeah,
the worst guy on the baseball team is still here.
2 more years.
So you traded everybody that was more productive than him. You traded away, right? You kept him. You know what you did to make him feel better? You brought Andrelton Simmons here.
He made you feel good, didn't he?
My reaction.
Can you imagine
Andrelton
when they signed him? I didn't know who he was.
Oh, stop!
What the fuck? I haven't watched Angels baseball. Andrelton Simmons.
He's been a great defensive player for like a decade.
His wife says a dandy.
Can I tell you why he's been signed? So you wouldn't bat Hayward eighth. You bet him eighth now, and now at least Hayward can say, I bat seventh on
this. We had a call, our buddy Scott called in, and he said, could the Cubs bat their pitcher in DH for Simmons?
But no, but listen.
It was fantastic.
That's the point, though.
Well,
you understand?
Shohei got DHs.
It's what I'm trying to tell you.
Arrieta could be the Cubs DH. Right.
Guys, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Well, do you like what they've done? They haven't done anything.
Well,
Stroman and Suzuki.
They just gave a guy $85 million and Stroman.
I'm just asking, Johnny, if you like the Jays player they signed.
A 68-win team.
No, I'll bet you I'll go over.
68-win team.
Sandwiches.
No, I'm betting you on the dot. The over-under has already been set at 72.5. If that's where you want the number and you want to bet sandwiches on that,
I'm
making a prediction for what their record will be.
And 68, I will predict
68's
over.
Not that far from 72.
69!
Listen, you want to bet, you go bet your bookie. I'm not your bookie, all right? 68 is what I think they're going to win.
Before you read this, can I say that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, you're going to say something.
What the Reds are doing to Waddle is today's Blue Chew Get Fucked Award winner.
Yeah, that's right.
Good call.
The Reds going out and they're getting fucked.
Or they're doing the fucking.
Right.
Trust me, man. Are you ready to get fucked?
Listen, dude.
We want everyone to do some fucking this weekend as well.
There are 3,000 Cincinnati Red fans at that game. They should be ashamed of themselves. The only fans coming to Cincinnati games, the Great American Ballpark, should be visiting teams.
Yeah, I know.
Visiting teams to come to celebrate their victories over the Cincinnati Reds.
Sylvie just gave some good advice. I know it's tournament weekend, but you should still do some fucking, okay?
Yeah, go get laid.
And not like the proverbial type, the literal type. Go get laid, and if you need a Blue Chew, nothing to be ashamed of. All right, get your Blue Chew, bluechew.com, and there's a special going on right now. You can try Blue Chew for free. That's right, free.
Why do you keep looking at me? Why do you keep looking at me?
Tommy, you're going to the Bahamas?
Get the Blue Chew.
Yeah, are you ready?
Get the Blue Chew so you can do some fucking. Use the promo code unhinged
It'll
at
make
checkout.
You extra rigid.
All you do is pay $5 shipping and they will send you Blue Chew for free, but you have to use the code unhinged at checkout.
My dad's got a new glow to him this weekend.
Dad looks like he's had all the blood drawn out of his body. I wonder where it's at.
Yes.
So meanwhile, the human pogo stick is walking around.
Hey, Dad, can I take one of these vitamins? I'm not feeling good today.
We should hear success stories. I want to hear your success stories after popping a Blue Chew.
Oh, yes.
About some conquerors.
I had a buddy. He asked to borrow a couple. He wanted a sample.
Wanted to borrow them. Is he giving them back?
Next morning. No. He borrowed them. Well, if he gets... Oh, I mean, Tom, I know it's limited, the amount that you could think. If I borrow him two and then they work for him and then he gets some, he would then give me two back. Yeah. I mean, it's not a complicated system.
I just thought maybe he was going to use them and give them back.
Wow, Tom, don't make me come after you.
Can I borrow your golf clubs?
I usually save my angst for this guy. No, if I borrowed you a sleeve of balls, would you give me a sleeve of balls?
I said golf clubs.
It's a good conversation.
What did the guy say after a night of Amore?
He said, fantastic. He goes, how do I get them?
They're BlueChew.com.
And then I told him, but at the time, they weren't sponsoring the Unhinged podcast. I said, BlueChew.com, a promo code, Yurko.
Yurko, yeah.
Since they found a way to screw
me. Do we still have
over.
A Yurko promo code?
Use the code Unhinged. Okay.
Here's the question for Yurko, just like we asked him about the camera. If you used your stick as a golf club, what? Like, as a comp on how you use it. What club would it be? Are you doing a little chipping and, like, is it a nice short finesse game?
I'll tell you exactly what club it is. He's hitting a Tiger Woods stinger,
that two-iron stinger.
How are you using your stick?
It's the flop wedge.
Flop wedge.
It's a real specialty club.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a real specialty club that you've really got to know how to use.
Sure, right.
Not everybody could use
a
flop wedge.
You got to have soft hands to use that.
Right. You got to have eyes on the ball.
Right. I'm going two-iron.
Eyes on the ball.
You got to be very, very handsy, too.
You got to have a rock-hard demeanor to be able to use that.
Two-iron stinger for me.
Two-iron stinger.
You're like a fucking
boom! Like, bang, out of a can.
That's a real small blade, Carm.
Keep it low, Carm. Keep it low and fire it out.
I don't golf anymore, but I would say 5-iron, the old dependable 5-iron.
It's the most widely utilized club that you could use.
It's dependable. It's accurate.
If you were playing a one-club tournament,
you'd use a 5-iron. What's your exit velo?
If you're using a slice, maybe call a doctor about Peyronie's disease.
No slicing on the good kid.
What's your exit velo? What's your exit velo?
Average exit velo of 103, baby. All right. Are we done, boys?
My average round time is about 10 and a half seconds.
Yeah, I'm not shocked.
Look,
the first time I ever went to war, if I was a cowboy, I wouldn't have heard the bell.
The first time, most of us wouldn't.
They called me lickety-split that day. I tell you, barely entrance.
Yeah.
Got in
the
there,
first
man.
Time, of course.
They talked about warm on the door. Hey,
they talked about warm apple pie. I'm telling you.
Hey, it was like basically right.
Oh, man.
Right when the tip kind of like.
No. It was the first thing.
I don't think I was all the way in.
I entered.
Yeah. Merkin's already left.
Fulfilled. It was over.
It was empty.
Yeah. You it was kept over. Going yeah. to no. to try to pass off like you hadn't.
Hey. First words? No, I didn't.
So you stopped? No, you just stopped. You didn't play the whistle.
I looked at her and I said, my bad.
Sorry.
My bad.
You apologize.
I said, I promise.
That's what you say to your buddy when you step on his foot next to him.
My bad. I promise it gets better.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I can do.
Give me like 6 years. It'll get better. That's it. All right.
Once you get,
BlueChew.com.
Listen,
good
stuff, once you get into 50s, good luck trying to get at the fire.
It takes forever. Yeah,
well, speak for yourself.
I'm telling you. Really? No. I can go for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Little Johnny's still there hammering away.
I could go for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than when I was young.
Oh, yeah. 20 minutes. You better put your track shoes on, Angel. It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while.
We're going to run around the track for a little bit.
I put
here.
The old leg up there, and I start hammering. Oh, my Lord.
Switch positions.
The visual of Yurko's leg up on the fucking desk right now.
I started to get cramped up.
Oh, God.
I cramped up. I had to bring it down.
Until next week, enjoy the tournament. Happy fucking St. Patrick's Day.
Go get yourself some.
Go get yourself some this
go
weekend.
Go get yourself some Blue Chew.
And why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?